the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Donald Trump will become the first convicted felon to serve as president. This comes after he was sentenced to unconditional discharge in his New York hush money case. The sentence is imposed without imprisonment, fine, or probation supervision. Firefighters are slowly making progress against the deadly Southern California wildfires. Officials say the Palisades fire, now 8% contained. It's one of five active wildfires in Southern California that have killed at least 10 people and destroyed more than 10,000 structures. A Toms River man has been sentenced to 60 years in prison for a double murder in Ocean County.
In December 2021, Tyshawn Drummond burst into the apartment of Sergio Chavez Perez, gunning him down before also killing Toms River resident Nicholas Hardy. Prosecutors say the 42-year-old Drummond will not be eligible for parole for either back-to-back 30-year prison term. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The Camden County Prosecutor's Office says the former athletic director for a Cherry Hill private school stole some $17,000 from the school. Investigators say 31-year-old Samuel Hardy rented out the school's turf field to several athletic organizations, but then allegedly failed to turn over the money to the school. Hardy's been charged with theft, misapplication of entrusted property, and related offenses. So are you taking part in Dry January, the month when people typically stop drinking as a way to dry out and reset their bodies, especially coming out of the many holiday celebrations? Well, if you've been drinking for years, a month of not drinking is not going to reset the body, says Ethan Cowan at the Rutgers Addiction Research Center.
But the benefit from decreasing the alcohol use for that month is still important because it gives people insight into their relationship with alcohol and how they may feel by decreasing or eliminating their alcohol use for that month.
He says with Dry January, people will see immediate health benefits like better sleep, improved energy, fewer stomach pains, and less reflux. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. The weekend starts with light snow but ends with sunshine. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. So the snow accumulation outlook for tomorrow has ticked up a little bit for the only storm system in the forecast here. We're only looking at an inch or two of accumulation at the most tomorrow. Watch for pockets of low visibility and slippery spots through the morning hours. Today, not as windy, not as cold. Increasing clouds and staying dry this afternoon. Highs 35 to 40. Cloudy and cold tonight. Lows in the mid-20s. There is a chance of a snow shower creeping in after midnight. Tomorrow morning, everybody in the state probably sees a period of light snow. Then clearing in the afternoon with a stiff breeze. Highs tomorrow in the mid-30s. Sunday looking like a nice January day with sunny skies and seasonable high temperatures around 40. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And right now, in Scotch Plains, it's 38. Belmar, it's 38. Mays Landing, it's 36. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes right here on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.